ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the countrywide shutdown in Samoa is continuing today as the government there steps up its mass vaccination campaign in the wake of the ongoing measles state of emergency that's now led to at least 62 deaths. Meanwhile, the government's also fighting the anti-vaccination movement, with a senior minister laying the blame for much of the fear about vaccines, with social media users spreading those sorts of messages overseas. Now, it comes, though, as a prominent anti-vaccination activist was charged yesterday in Samoa with, quote, incitement against the government vaccination order. Edwin Tomas Sese has been a vocal critic of the clinical treatments during Samoa's current measles epidemic, and he's advocated for vitamins A or D as alternative treatments. He's now been refused bail. The communication minister, who's also the government spokesman, Afa Masaga Rico Tupai, says that the work of anti-vaxxers is hampering their efforts to have everyone immunised.
Unfortunately, that's what is slowing the work of government down. And that's another major reason now to the increasing number of deaths. Because a lot of people are keeping their people at home and keeping the children at home. And the last result is when they see there's nothing else and then they rush to hospital. Some die on the road or some just arrive and it's nothing can be done about it. So the law is coming down, cracking down on those that are delaying the treatment of the children. Unfortunately, these anti-vax people all live overseas, but they're using social media to influence the community and influence our population. What can government do? We are not wasting time on those people.
That is Afa Masaga Rico Tupai, the government spokesman and communication minister there. Well, the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF too, is hitting out against these anti-vaxxers, with the Pacific representative Sheldon Yett calling for the social media companies themselves to be cracking down on those who are using their sites. Meanwhile, the Samoan Prime Minister Tuilepa Soilihi has come under fire from international media over the way that his government has handled this measles crisis, as Liam Fox reports.
It was a testy press conference with both local and international reporters, and Samoa's Prime Minister Tuilepa Soilihi rejected claims he's been blaming his own people for the crisis because they had not got their children vaccinated.
You're wrong. We were not blaming. We were educating them.
No, you blame them.
No. You're wrong. We were trying to, you see, understanding the problem is a big, big thing.
He appeared to suggest he sympathises with those turning to local traditional healers.
You do not know because you are not a Samoan. But with Samoans, and I have been a beneficiary of our protection from traditional medicines to cover tropical diseases.
But the PM is now urging his people to get vaccinated. Cases first started surfacing in September. It wasn't until October that the government announced an epidemic, and a few weeks later a state of emergency was declared. Things have gone from bad to worse since then. Dr. Graham Jay has been part of the Australian medical team helping local health workers.
Measles is a devastating disease. I saw it impact families. I saw parents lose their children. Some families lost more than one child, and so the impact is absolutely devastating.
Today, the streets of Samoa's capital, Apia, were deserted as the government ordered businesses to shut their doors and banned cars from the roads. Red flags, from lace to the local skirt, the Lava Lava, fluttered in the wind outside homes to indicate to mobile vaccination units that someone inside needed to be vaccinated. The mass vaccination campaign continues, and Prime Minister Tuilepa is confident it'll help authorities finally get the upper hand.
We have done what we are expected to do and what we should do.
But when asked by a British journalist why the mass vaccination program wasn't started months ago, the Prime Minister tried to change the subject.
You came from where?
From London, England.
From London, England.
Yes, sir.
What have you written about Brexit? Before you talk about our problem, talk about your own problem.
The next question.
Health experts say Samoa's immunisation rates have been low for some time, but the problem was compounded when the country's measles vaccination program was suspended for 8 months last year. That followed the deaths of two babies after they were given incorrectly mixed doses of the MMR vaccine. Punipua'u and Siu Timua's son, Lameko, was one of those to die. They spoke with Radio New Zealand this week through a translator.
The baby was shaking and turned yellowish, even the eyes, the whole face. But it wasn't long. It wasn't for long.
And then what did you do?
So she ran back. She screamed and ran back to inside the hospital, and they tried to bring him back, but he was gone.
They're now suing the country's health ministry, and they're critical of the government's decision to suspend vaccinations, which they blame for the current outbreak. But the Prime Minister's defended it, and he says there's a silver lining.
The lesson is that we are more conscious now. Our people are more conscious that by coming and have your children vaccinated is the only way.
Samoa's Prime Minister Tulipa Salele, the reporter there, Liam Fox. Well, health workers and support teams are now well into day two of that mass mobile vaccination drive, with teams going door to door and using loudspeakers to let those inside their homes know that they have arrived. Well, those are the sounds of one of the mobile units going door to door there in Samoa. Our reporter, Melissa Clark, is also there in Apia. I spoke with her just a short time ago to get a sense of the situation on the ground today.
It's actually very quiet. I'm in some villages along the coastlines, and we have seen some vaccination teams going from door to door, but with the curfew in place, everyone ordered to stay in their homes. It means the streets are empty, shops are closed. Normal life has certainly ground to a halt. There's very little traffic on the roads other than the vaccination teams. A few tourism-related cars are allowed on the roads, and of course there are some police that we've seen enforcing the rules as well. So it's certainly a very different day from normal life in Samoa. We are still seeing some red flags around, so clearly there is still work for the vaccination teams to do. They're also putting up green tick stickers for the houses that have had vaccinations yesterday and today to make it easier to double check who needs vaccination and who has already been taken care of. The numbers we're hearing from officials suggest there's still a long way to go to get to the government's stated aim of getting 90% of the population vaccinated. So the teams that are on the ground today here will be very busy indeed.